But maybe we should wait for a couple of people to come on, because I'm sure they'll be like, what is going on?
I'm waiting for a video to go. The page hasn't told me we're live.
It hasn't? Oh, something just buzzed.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I got it. We're on it. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is. Now all of the pages are going off. three. There we go.
Oh. Why did that do that? Oh, I showed it with the page. I didn't mean to.
Okay.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. We just got done with the Drag Story Hour Arizona end of the year blowout. And I didn't get the memo. I heard blow up, so I just decided to blow
my head. I heard blowout and my mind immediately went to nothing. It's fine. Totally fine. It's totally fine.
You're like, why doesn't everybody have their hair done?
Right. But surprise. So hopefully you guys aren't totally sick of us yet. You just spent, 2 hours on with Drag Story Hour. So, but it was successful.
That's fine. We read books and things. We did it.
We did.
But the reason we're on is because this is our 8th anniversary as Let's Have a Fifi.
8 fucking years, if you can believe that shit. 8 years we've been doing this.
Yeah.
8 years.
Miss Nature had a beard.
Miss Nature did have a beard.
I love a bearded lady. we have, if I was counting correctly, we have like over 300 episodes.
We have a lot, that's for damn sure. I don't know what our actual count is anymore. I've lost count. Especially since this year, since we didn't really have our normal break, so we just kind of kept going.
Season 8
kind of went the way my current reign is.
Yeah, it just kept going, and I was like, we need a break. And we came back so quickly because people were saying, like, where are you? And we were like, oh, well.
Right. I never guess mind. No break for us.
Fine. We'll come back. But we've had all kinds of we've talked about all kinds of topics on just the tip. We've discussed numerous topics of current events. So much so that it has become a permanent stay in our in our show. We have talked to so many different types of people.
We really have, like, if you think about the guests that we've had on, like, we've had drag entertainers. We've also had other artists and musicians and mm-hmm. politicians and you name it. Like, we've had every type of person mm-hmm. you could possibly imagine. Some of our guests have been amazing and they've come back. Some of them not so much.
Mm-hmm. Or some of them I've asked back and it's okay. I don't get my feelings hurt, and they have politely said no. Many. So Chris / Miss Nature asks, what has been our favorite step over. Shit. I forgot those books were there. What has been your favorite memory? What keeps you going during difficult times? I'm sure you helped so many this year. Oh, that's a
So one of the things that sticks out in my mind was it season 2, episode 13? When did we have Mystique Summers on?
She was either on the first or second season.
It was season 2. I just can't remember if it was episode 8 or episode 13. It was one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just it was just fun. It was, it was always, it was fun.
It was Mystique being Mystique, and
right.
She quickly discover that Freddie cannot and will not, till this day, say pussy. And because he giggles like that, like that. He still giggles like that. And so the whole episode, throughout the whole episode, he just avoids her telling, you know, just saying, like, say it just once, just say it. And he couldn't say it. And so the whole episode, we're laughing, we're, and we try to go on to another subject. She brings it back up. I'm like, oh, you know, we tried to have a little structure. It might have been season two because we tried to have a little more structure.
It was season two. I know for sure it was season two. I just don't remember if it was episode 8 or episode 13.
Wow. What has been my favorite memory? Wow.
While you're thinking, I'm also going to say that our onesie holiday episodes have always
been. That's what I was going to say. Our onesie episodes, I go back and watch sometimes because, I'm a very routine person, and sometimes that works against my favor. And if you look at my makeup and almost every single onesie episode, I look like I just like smashed makeup on my face. It's because I get so involved in the conversation, the pre-show conversation, that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? I get involved. And then Freddie's making hot chocolate. That's another favorite part of it. And which I'll have to go to the store this weekend to find that hot chocolate to make it myself. But all this stuff is happening in my house and I can't like go and participate. I have to like be like, uh-huh, girl. And then get back to what I'm doing. Because for most of you know that I work, and then by the time I get home, I'm like, snap back, you have to get ready. And so me talking to people and getting ready is not a cute little little ditty.
I've always loved those episodes because there's no structure. We just talk about whatever, and the audience knows ahead of time that there's no structure. Like, it's just, it is what it is. And they're always just so much fun. And we just, you know, it's a good time to be able to kind of kick back and just kind of, you know, chat with the folks that we have. And yeah, this year is going to be really weird, like, to not be able to do that in person, for sure.
I will say, when we had musicians on, Karen Crusher, that was one of my favorite ones. And Katie Cage played on our show. And I believe she did a song that she had just written. Mm-hmm. So those are like my standouts. We have so many. I thought about it, that I should do a list of all the people that we've had on the show and topics that we talked about. But when did I ever find the time to do that? Yeah. Never.
I can help with that. If we can start a Google Doc.
Just hacking Ms. away. Nature
says that her favorite episode was when Felicia gave her the wrong address to her place and had her in some dark alley and drag.
You're welcome. It's all about life experiences. For people that don't know, we often, when we did this in person, I gave my address, and later in show life, I created like a guide or whatever that said what you need to do, what time to be there, or whatever. And when I first moved into the house before this one, I didn't know the address very well, and I thought I had put the right address, but I didn't. And I believe Miss Nature was one of the first people to get that guide, and ended up at a hospital it was behind a hospital in a dark alley.
Auto someplace, yeah, it was a little.
And I was like, switch the numbers, you're welcome.
Let's see, what keeps us going during these difficult times? I know for me, being able to do the show even virtually gave me at least a little bit of a sense of normalcy. You know, it was something that we'd been doing. And, you know, even though we aren't able to do it in person, it still kind of helped keep things a little bit normal through this time that is anything but normal. You know, nothing about any of this is normal, but at least for me, I could depend on my Wednesday nights being able to do the show and being able to, you know, entertain folks and to do what we do and that we've done for the last 8 years. So,
What keeps me going? So pre-pandemic, what kept the show going, just because I know some people are very vain about Facebook numbers or whatever, likes, whatever. Yes, that gets me all excited that people watch. Yes, I would be a liar if I said I'm not completely vain on the numbers. But even when we have like 20 people watch the show, I feel like at least we touched those 20 people. I feel like the first time I had and I think I talked about this last show, I had when we first started, I had a little bit of like a, I don't know what to call it, like shock, because somebody saw me at Rainbows Festival and they said that they had been watching us for months. And that I was like one of their favorite drag queens, and they got to know me. And I was like, so I asked the girl, how do I know you? And she said, I watch you every Wednesday on Let's Have a Fifi. And she wasn't but 18 or something, because, you know, you can't see drag entertainers unless you're over 21. And so in most cases. And so it was so I don't know, mind blowing that we had done that. And I never thought, and we talk about this all the time, that when we started this, I just asked Freddie to come over because I was playing, you know, like, you know, playing in the makeup. And I thought, why not do a show? I can't, because I had done one in person for 4 or 5 years, and it was just taking away from my family time. It was just time for me to be at home on a Wednesday night when you're a working person. but on Wednesday nights, it was a chance for people to get to know us. And for me, I'm okay with being different. I'm okay with being not what everybody sees. I kind of thrive off of that. And I know that that when we touch on subjects that I okay, another thing that keeps me going too is because when we first started, I was very naive. I was very prudish.
And then you asked me to be your host. Sorry.
But there were things that clearly I did not understand as a gay man, especially a sheltered gay man that came out after he got here, like, you know, in his 20s. I mean, I didn't come out like late in life, but still I was sheltered. So I didn't see as much. I didn't do as much as some of my friends. But I still was, you know, out there, but I didn't know many things that we talked about. And I got to know Freddie before the transition, during the transition, still continuing to go through the transition.
This is, you know, that's one thing that I some people may not even realize it. I literally transitioned on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, we did, because I didn't transition until 2014. So we'd already been doing the show for a couple of years before I decided to transition. And it's actually funny because my partner was looking at stuff on YouTube after our show this week, and our popped up. You know, it's always kind of funny to me when people find those very early episodes and they're like, oh my God,
who is that guy?
Right. And I'm like, well, yeah, there you go.
You're welcome.
Like I didn't, you know, it wasn't necessarily, you know, my intention to transition publicly like that, but it, because of the circumstances, it's what I did. And I think that my being able to do that was educational for a lot of people in a lot of ways, including myself. You know, we talked about different things to do with the trans experience. We talked about, you know, everything you could possibly imagine. And
well, and I think that we touch on, because I listen to a lot of podcasts. We touch on topics. I listen to LGBT. I listen to everything. I think we touch on topics that, unless you listen to the ones that are directly about like sex, then they talk about that. Right. But even then, some of them are kind of like shallow.
Right.
We talk about sex. We talk about relationships. We talk about politics. And there's no show that has that all together in an hour.
Right.
We're still the only ones that I can find. And
that's one of the things I love about us. Like there's 101 drag shows out there that talk about drag gossip and RuPaul's Drag Race and shit. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. We'll have those people on the show, but
that's not our main focus. And I first of all, it wouldn't do any damn good, 'cause I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race. So I would be fucking lost if that's what we're doing. But it's like, yeah, we're in drag, but you know, we're talking about real things. You know, we do talk about you know, life and relationships and sex and kink and politics and all sorts of things, and you know, and current events and mm-hmm. things that get us really fired up, and I think that's amazing. And you know, whether we have, you know, 10 people watching us live, or you know, 50 or 100 or whatever it is, you know, those 10 or 50 or 100 people who watch us, I think, because we're different.
Mm-hmm. What is that? I would have come out around 24, I think, too. Spoofing.
Oh, so many things. So many things.
Any other questions? I like the questions.
I know.
Another thing.
Our main goal was just to come on and say thank you, but questions are good. I'm good with questions.
But I will get hungry soon. I have gone 2 hours without eating. I ate just before I came on here. I mean, not before I came on this one, but
right
before we went on live. But I want to say thank you to all the people that support us, that find us randomly on the internet and go, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. But some of those people stick around, which is wonderful. Gotta think, I have to say thank you to our Patreon supporters, though this year rocked our boat a little bit, and we have not put I haven't put much content on there, and because we can't be in person, and I mean, it's just totally
dinner in the oven thingy.
Huh?
Shelby put your dinner in the oven thingy.
She said. Oh, my family is now communicating on my lives. Thank you. no, you don't have to ask a question, and apparently everybody is leaving notes. That's good. We love you too, Shannon. One thing that kept us going because I said pre-pandemic and I didn't finish my thought, but during the pandemic, it has definitely been the people that continuously sent me messages that said, when are we coming back? You could tell that people needed just a relief. We've had a couple episodes in the pandemic that I watch or just go back to the parts where I'm laughing uncontrollably, especially the cat knocking over
your stuff.
I can't.
That just disconnected me. That just did every. Yeah. Thanks, London. Thanks for that. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, almost that was interrupted great. The drag story hour today.
Almost. He tried. I was sitting. I was like.
Almost. Let's see. We have another question.
Louis asks, what do you want to accomplish in the next couple of years with the show? Any goals for the future of the show? First of all, very optimistic of you to think that we're just going to keep doing this for the next couple of years. But let's be real. What else do we have to do? I don't know. What would you like to see happen, Felicia?
I'm kind of just taking it day by day. But... I don't know. I would love to have more guests that I guess in the back of my mind, I have the goal of getting the guests that is not obtainable. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have host cred. I don't know what to call it. I know people that work in the industry, like Ben that does our intro and other people that do our, that do talk show hosting. I do not bend that relationship to say, can I have this person on my show? Can you send me their information?
Right.
Because I don't feel like that's appropriate in anybody's relationship. Right. I don't do that. So I myself, along with Freddie, would like to have the unobtainable people. I think I shocked myself the first couple seasons because I kept asking people and they were like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, who? What? Especially like when we had the adult film stars and I looked at their social media and they had no like talk shows or podcast or anything on their social media. The RuPaul girls, I thought they would just be like, what?
Right.
What is this? And don't get me wrong, some of them did do that, but but having like Fifi O'Hara, Mystique Summers, Jiggly Caliente on our show, like within the first couple seasons was like, whoa, hello.
I think for me, like I would love, just because of the amount of work that we actually do put into the show, I would love to see us get the sort of the hype and sort of the, you know, the viewership.
The notoriety.
That the shows that talk about fucking RuPaul, you know what I mean? Like the shows that talk about nothing that there are a million of, like, I would love to see us get that type of viewership because I don't know, most of the people don't realize how much work actually goes into what we do. And we do it, we don't do it for the viewership. We don't do it, you know, to be famous or whatever. We do it because we love it, but we do put a lot of work into it because we want to put out good content. You know, we want to, the people that support us, you know, we do it for you guys. And, you know, we research everything that we talk about, you know, anything that I do on my tip, especially if it has to do with, you know, relationships or, you know, specific things, like we've tested lube. I do, you know, I research.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we research current events. We research the politics. We research the COVID numbers. We research all of the stuff that we talk about. And
I just want everybody to know everything we post, everything that we talk about, we read it, we understand it. It is like a full on, there are some episodes where I just kind of, you know, rush it. But most of the time I'm up on like a Tuesday night or during my lunch break, doing the show sheet, or I come home real quick and do this. That's most of the time when my face is a mess, it's because I've put in more work to the show sheet than right. I have my own face. And
same. That's like a minimal face. It's because, like, you know, either I work late and I would rather put the effort into the content than worrying about what's on my face. So that's when you're like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, I'm just gonna put some eyeliner on and here we go. But you know, I would love to, selfish but not selfish. I mean, we you know, Felicia's put a lot of work into this. I put a lot of work into this, and I would love to see our viewership get to what it is with, you know, the other drag stuff that just talks about drag stuff. But
and other than the show, I want you all to know that I make the show graphics. I make the except for the Restream has done a wonderful job of doing the stuff that I can call up on the screen. But in previous setups, I have done the full-on graphics for everything. I have made people test things and do things when we were setting up. I did the show promo. What else? Oh, I do the flyers every week. Every week. They may be late, but they're
get a flyer out at 7 p.m. It's fine. It's done.
It's fine. They got the recognition they deserved. But there are the little things that I know that need to happen, but I don't say pay me, right. Though that would be nice.
Give you 10% of what I'm making.
I can't accept negative balances. Well, sorry. but I feel like the hard work pays off in the end. Including what I was thinking about is that we've gotten opportunities from the show, including Drag Story Hour happened when Miss Nature was on our show and we said we wanted to be a part of it. And then, like, what was it? The first anniversary or the first Earth Day thing, the Story Hour was
I'm never
coming up
book again. Just
that was hilarious. We should have recorded that, you reading that long book. But things like that, I think you have to work hard to get something that you want. And if it's not what you want, you need to create it. And that's exactly what we did.
Yep. And we had a lot of opportunities pop up because of this in terms of like hosting and emceeing and things like that. Like,
yes,
you know, so that's been really fantastic. Miss Nature says, now that you've worked so many years together,
I keep bumping into these books. Hold on.
What is happening over there? Jesus. Miss Nature says, now that you've worked so many years together, what do you love about each other most?
Who said I loved him?
Right? What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Okay. I instantly can think of. So, can I say baking and cooking? Mm-hmm, that's good. I'm going to get that one out of the way. So... Not only, so in the beginning of this, Freddie didn't know me from Jack and decided.
Didn't. Like, I knew kind of who Felicia was, but like, we weren't close by any means.
And so he decided, yes, I'll go over there, and decided to keep coming back too. That was the part that surprised me. Because at first I was like, well, if he doesn't come back, I'll invite other people. Then you said yes, and I was like, okay, this is cool. But at some point, we became more than just co-workers at some point. We became friends. And I read a quote earlier that said, if you have been friends for more than a decade, like close friends, because I have been friends with some people for more than a decade, that technically you are family. So now he's family and knows everybody, and my family knows him, and you know, that usual, like, you know how people say, just come in and you go to the right to the refrigerator. He's more than welcome. Some of y'all don't come in my house and don't get in my fridge.
I would have to say that, like, it's, I don't know, it's always been really hard for me to connect with people on various levels, just for different reasons. But
that's because you tell the truth.
There's that, you know. But I absolutely have to agree with Felicia. You know, Felicia has been there. God, Jesus. When I think about the things that you've seen me go through.
From and the I told you so's.
Like, oh yeah. I mean, I think we both said that. I don't know how many times. But, you know, that's when you know you have a good relationship, when you can be like, bitch, I told you so. But, you know, I mean, Felicia's been there through my transition, which was rough. It wasn't easy, you know, and for a lot of it, I was kind of doing it on my own. I really didn't have, like, support, you know, because during a transition, I was also dealing with a breakup from a really fucking abusive partner. And Felicia got to see that firsthand, too. She got to see the shit that went down with that.
I was caught up in some of it, too, which is weird. Stupid. I didn't even ask.
So fucking stupid. you know, the besides, like, my cat, you know, the one thing that's been, you know, a consistent support for me over the last 8 years has been Felicia. And who'd have thought that would have come out of this bullshit? But it, you know, and it's you know, regardless of what's going on, if it's like, you know, shit, you know, I'm having a really shitty day and this happened, and I know I can text Felicia. I know I can be like,
same here.
And it's just, it's we now have this, it is family. It is totally like family. And I can't imagine going forward and not having Felicia as that person in my life. So, but don't tell anybody I said that, because I have a reputation to uphold and I can't let anybody know that I actually have things like feelings. So,
oh shit. Oh,
damn. Don't tell anybody that I said any of that.
Oh God.
I know. I know. God. This gets out and my reputation is fucking ruined.
Yes, family. Yes, family. Miss Nature, are you suggesting that we have LGBTQ politicians on the show? I missed that.
I think so.
I would love to do that. They just have to be okay with us.
Right.
We've talked about this before.
Right.
I'm okay with having people on the show. I don't want to like take away from the show. And maybe
I think, cuz we what we don't want to do is change
who we are for
right, like, and I get it, you know, politicians would be great, but they also, there's certain things that they can and can't,
you know. I would love people that one dream guest that I have on my list, I would love AOC to come on.
Oh my fucking God, I would love that.
She's always on Instagram Live.
Anybody has any hookups in Washington, if we could get some AOC up in here, I will.
And she's been okay. So this would be the type of politician that I would like is AOC, because I've been on her Facebook Live and her Instagram Live. She keeps it totally forward. And what else? I've watched her on Instagram Live have a RuPaul's Drag Race viewing party. I've never seen a politician do that before. Just all of these things.
You know who would be kind of cool? Who is, what is her name? She's going to be the new Secretary of the Interior.
Yes.
New Mexico. God, I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
What was her name? I thought I just shared it.
Native American. She goes to drag brunches. She tips the queens. She's raised money for LGBTQ organizations. Why is her name escaping me? Anyway, like folks like that, politicians like that, I would absolutely have on the show.
So what I'm saying is I don't want to stick in the mud because it kind of kills the vibe.
Right.
I have DM'd her. What makes you think I haven't?
Right.
Have you met me before? That's how we got. So I will say one of my favorite things about this show is people, entertainers, what have you, that I now can build a relationship with that I never thought I could do that. Does that make sense? Like Jason Carter, who is one of, who is a host, who is trying to be more of a host instead of the RuPaul's Drag Race pit crew. Right. But you all know him as that. He does hosting all the time, and I learn a lot from him, including some things that Freddie and I have talked about, that I love that I can learn from other people. That's, I think that would be the biggest thing, is that if I'm learning something from you, I don't necessarily have to get material from you. If I'm learning something from you, and you're, Freddie challenges me all the time. If somebody in your life is not challenging you, my husband challenges me all the time in ways you guys can't even imagine sometimes. But it's just that I'm a learning being. I have come to realize that I cannot turn it off. There are some people that are okay with going home, sitting on the couch, turning on the TV, and they just blank out for the evening. I function on 4 or 5 different jobs, and I'm always learning something. So this for me has encapsulated everything that is me, pretty much. And who would have thought that I'd be learning about sex while I talk about politics? But I enjoy it and I love it. There's nothing like it, and I thrive off of that too. And we're always thinking of ways to be ourselves, to be original, to deliver the best content. So I will say this, we do get suggestions from time to time, and I gauge them. I understand them sometimes. And then sometimes it just doesn't work out. And we're just getting all kinds of lists. Are y'all tagging these people?
Right.
That would be very helpful. But I also think that our show shows that there's some intelligence behind the entertainer, because I often feel like we play dumb, and there are some fantastic entertainers that you guys don't know are so intelligent behind the scenes, that create their own music, that write like symphonies, that work in Fortune 500 companies, other than you.
I work in a Fortune 500 company.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, this gives another layer to those people. I need to go set up an event for tomorrow. Okay, good night. But I thrive off of being different and being able to learn every step of the way. This live stream stuff has been totally different from when we first started.
Seriously? My God, yes.
We've switched several platforms in the time being. I've had to learn how to be a show producer, be able to talk at the same time, read comments, and if something doesn't work, trying to figure it out while you guys keep talking. And, you know, just different things. So if you follow us on Patreon, maybe I'll do like a behind the scenes one day where you see us setting up the show sheet. You see us doing all of that stuff because it is like pounding the pavement. We are not just saying, oh, let's have a show, because that doesn't have longevity at all. And not that I set out in the beginning to have a nearly decade show. I'm so humble. I don't say these things like featured in Echo Magazine or, you know, or we've been featured in Phoenix Magazine.
Actually hit, I don't know, the cover of Echo one of these days. That would be great. You know, we've been nominated for like best drag show and stuff for all sorts of stuff. We haven't won yet. So that would be kind of cool too, considering we've been doing this for so damn long.
but those are all the things that, you know, those are added. Those are added things. But
you don't do this because of that, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it.
I mean, if I did this for the ego boost, my goodness.
So anyway.
But all in all, we want to thank you. We want to thank I have to thank our sponsors. I don't know why I didn't say that in the beginning, but we want to thank our sponsors. In the past, we've had a couple that have been there, especially Whitey Tidy supported us for a while. WhiteyTidies.com. There was another one. Oh, but that doesn't exist. Which one?
Compete Magazine.
Oh, yes. Compete Magazine is still around. Not that they don't support us. They just don't sponsor us anymore. There was another one, too. Damn. I can't remember. I have to go back in the archives and listen to myself say it, because I don't write things down, obviously. And then now we have Wigs of a Kind. Marissa has been so supportive, has supported my career for more than a decade. Her commitment to making sure that I'm put together for season to season is...
Bless her heart for that shit.
And now she's supplying wigs to Freddie.
And
so,
because I've been able to like get other kings and male entertainers and stuff to, you know, to her way too. So I was excited about that.
Yes, and so that's wonderful. The Burly Barber, though they are not in Full House function, they're still out there.
They are.
We hope they come back after all this.
They cut my hair over the weekend, you know. So they.
Oh, I need to call them.
I'm hoping, I don't know what their plans are for, you know, whatever after the pandemic or anything, but I'm hoping that once everything gets back to some sort of semblance of normal, that the Burly Barber will in some form and fashion be back up and running as a business somehow. So.
Mm-hmm. And we can't forget Bone and Basil. That's run by Gretchen and has been very busy lately. And I don't want to toot my horn, but you're welcome.
It's been great. I'm able to definitely some orders her way for sure. For sure, for sure.
But I think everybody who supports us on Patreon, yes. You love her hair. Tell her. I think sometimes we all get caught up. Sometimes we all get caught up and we go, oh, what am I doing this for?
And if you want to support us on Patreon, if you go to one of the higher tiers, my plan is to read some T-Rex erotica.
Stop teasing the people.
But, you know, that's only going to be for like our deeper plunges. So get in there. Get that
and higher
plunge. Take that plunge and then you can listen to some T-Rex erotica because it's exactly what it sounds like. You're welcome.
And then, so it just, there's so much to be thankful for, and to say 8 years, and I still, all the time, I get all these ideas, and then I'm like, what about this?
I and never then, imagined that we'd still be doing this 8 years later. Like, it never crossed my mind that we'd still be doing this 8 years later. I figured we'd probably do it for a couple of years, you know, and, you know.
Well, hell, I told you I was surprised you came back the first couple of times.
That too. I was surprised I came back too, but it got me out of the house.
Well, in the situation you were in. Yes. So I also forgot about something else too. We have to find the right people, and I mean this sincerely. But I would love, in the back of my mind, to have a network of shows similar to ours. If not, maybe a spinoff of something that we do, that runs alongside us, not like at the same time, but alongside us, as in it's something that
under our production label, like, because like like with the podcast, there's a network called Parcast, and the Parcast network has all these different types of podcasts that they produce. So doing something like that, we could totally be a production company.
I mean, but we would we've tried this, and it's nothing against people, really. It isn't. I think that when people realize how much work goes into having something that is weekly, that is ongoing, and you must provide new content, must provide quality content, it becomes a little bit of a nuance, it's overwhelming. Not that I don't get overwhelmed, but I find telling myself, you know, you want to do this. Right. So, but if people can get it together, I would really. Oh, hi, Archie.
Oh, so yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Archie.
Definitely something that could potentially be on our radar at some point.
Are you a title holder? You are.
Yes.
Tell me what title you're. I'm not gonna remember. Just so.
I believe it's either Mr. I think it's Indiana or Illinois.
My goodness. Mr. Am I Classic?
Some a gay United
States. Being very classic right now.
States, I think. I don't know.
But thank you for subscribing and joining us for our surprise. Show. I'm gonna go eat because
I know
if my stomach growls any louder, you guys are gonna hear it on the mic and it's gross.
But thank you, guys.
Oh, his title is Mr. Gay Indiana United States 2020. So you were right. Wow.
So anyway, thank you guys so much. For everybody that's supported us throughout the last 8 years, we wouldn't be doing this without you, you know. And for anybody that has supported us on Patreon, that has sent us a couple of tips here and there, that has asked us to, you know, host your event or whatever, you know, thank you. Because really, we do this because you guys keep coming back for some reason. So thank you. And we will see you guys next Wednesday. We're going to start off next Wednesday with, we've got the drag story hour because we don't have enough to do on Wednesdays. And then that'll basically just roll right into.
We'll just like get off of one thing and then get back on another thing.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for continuing to support us for 8 years, and we will see you next week.
I am going to play the outro though.
Okay.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi.